All right, we're going to go ahead and wrap up this evening's media availabilities with members of our race-winning team. We're now joined by driver Carson Quapple, crew chief Rodney Childers, and owner Dale Earnhardt Jr. Carson, congratulations on your first win. Can you talk to us today a little bit about how your race went and what the win means for you?
Yeah, it was a solid day overall for us. Obviously, we had a really fast car, and I could tell that from lap one of practice yesterday how fast it was. And it seemed like we had the best of both worlds. We had handling and speed, and I was really pleasantly surprised about that. And qualified good. Rodney actually said that we weren't going to qualify in the front row, and we qualified in the front row, so I knew we were in pretty good shape. So just a super fast race car all day. Just made slight tweaks to it. Had the speed to stay up front all day and contend. Just was trying to be more aggressive in those restarts, and I couldn't really figure that out, so I'm still a little bit bummed out about that, but there at the end, we just made all the right moves and had a fast enough car just to make it up to the front and win that race.
Awesome. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand, and we'll get a mic over to you. We'll start down here with Jordan. We'll go to Bob, and then to Zach.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. Dale, we'll start with you. We've seen a lot of different emotions from you when your drivers have won races or even championships, but I personally don't remember you tearing up like you did during your interview on TV there. Where did that come from?
Well, I think it comes from working hard with Carson over the years and trying to help him realize his dream, watching his family sacrifice for Caden and for Carson to have the opportunities to race, knowing what they're putting into it, knowing that Travis would love to be here for this, and he's in Langley with Caden, working on his career and his chances to race. And you get to working with these guys, and you become family. You become like brothers, like father and son, whatever relationship you want to compare it to. It's just they are as important to you as your own kin. And so you try hard I feel a lot of pressure, I think, to provide him a race car that I think's capable of his talent, or worthy of his talent. So, I don't know. I just was really happy to see him get one last week or the last race at Atlanta. He was disappointed with how that landed, and we talked about it. We had a good points day that night, even though we didn't get the win we wanted, and came here focused, got the job done, and now we're even better off in the points. So just a couple of great weekends for us. And from here on out, him and Rodney are together. They're going to be tough, and I expect it. We'll contend for more of these.
And Rodney, you've talked about how important it was to get into victory lane with him, and now you've actually done it. What is that like for you?
Yeah, I mean, Dale reminded me of our first talks, and really that's the reason I'm here. It was about Carson. It was about, getting Carson in victory lane. It was about racing with Carson. And to fight for a championship eventually. And, to see that kind of perspire as the year has went on. There's other races that we could have won this year with Carson, and honestly, I didn't do a good enough job. So, this series is tough. It's just like Cup. It's tough every single week. And I know people probably look on the outside and think it looks easy, but it's not. And, these cars are just a little bit different. The races flow a little bit different. The way the balance changes throughout the race is different. So there was races earlier this year he deserved to win, and I didn't make the right adjustments. So, it's really over the last 10 weeks, you've seen the one team continue to get some momentum and just feel more comfortable. That's the big thing is everybody on the one team is just, it's flowing right now. It's easy. The conversations are easy. The changes that we do at the simulator are easy. So that's really when you know that you're starting in the right direction. And I've been fortunate to feel that quite a few times, in my past. So it feels good to be where we're at, and definitely looking forward to the next few races and all the way to the end of the year. I think the big thing for me though is just. Late model stock racing means everything to me. That's the reason I'm here. Dale saw all that firsthand. He knew everything I did my entire life, from every go-kart win to every late model win to So, you know, it's always been important to me to see people that are late model stock racers make it. And, you know, that's the reason that I wanted Josh Berry in the four car. That's the reason that I wanted to do this with Carson. You know, seeing Caden Honeycutt win races, that's important. Like, it, you know, all those things are important to me. So, you know, what happens at every car store race is important to me. So, yeah, that's just me. That's what I want to be. That's what I always be. And to be able to win with Carson is just super special. And hopefully we can win a lot more.
We'll come down here to Bob in the front.
Bob Hockrus, Fox Sports. Carson, are you, during those last 20 laps, are you like, are they going to get to me? Are they ever going to get to me? Because typically at these races, the leader doesn't have that much of a cushion for that long.
Well, I was just waiting for that yellow that I thought was going to come out, to be honest. Seems like Rodney was saying, there's been races where I feel like we've had a really good shot of winning, and just something always happens. The yellow always comes out, and I was really wanted just to stay green. I felt like I was pushing pretty hard that whole run, but I was trying to save enough for if something did happen, if there was a yellow or someone did run me down, like the 7 did at the end. I didn't want to just blitz the tires and not have nothing with 10 to go. So just tried to keep the gap and not make big mistakes. I knew the 7 was going to get to me at some point, or he was going to get close, or at least gain on me. So I knew I just had to hit the right line, and I was just trying to hone in on hitting the perfect line and trying to figure out what turn one line I could run to not make a mistake. I feel like those last couple I probably gave up a little bit of time, but it was to aero block and also not to make a big mistake and just give the race away. So luckily we had a good enough car and we had a fast enough car that I could back off just a touch just to make sure I wasn't going to make any big mistakes.
And you've come so close to finally do it here at Indy, kiss the bricks. Is this comparable at all to any other moment in your racing career?
I got nothing. I feel like this should have happened a year and a half, 2 years ago, but better late than never, right? So I knew we were going to be in contention this year to win a lot of races with Rodney and this whole number one team. I could see what we had in store for us. So earlier this year, losing races that we feel like we should have won really hurt, but I knew that once we got back full time with this team, we were really going to be able to hit our strides and really be able to knock out some good runs and get some momentum from previous weeks that I feel like that carried over to Indianapolis this week.
We'll go to Zach to your left.
Zach Sterniello, NASCAR.com. Carson, you kind of touched on it there, but you've known how much you needed to capitalize with this group particularly to do so and actually go through those emotions. What does it mean to celebrate this moment with this one team?
That's amazing. I mean, I would have loved to win with the 9 team, the 91 team, any team. I just want to win. But to win with this one group is amazing. They're a great group of guys. Like he said, everything's flowing good right now. I know all the guys. I can walk up to any of them and just talk about whatever, family and anything. So everything's going really well right now. And I knew this team was going to be the one that we were going to be able to really knock out some really strong runs with. And I wouldn't say that I'm the best racer for a track like Indianapolis, but when you have such a fast car under you, it just makes it so much easier to learn and adapt and to figure a place like this out.
Dale, kind of lost in this is the fact that you guys swept the top four positions here today. What does that say about JRM and the strength that you guys continue to bring to the racetrack?
I promise you, I don't take any of that for granted. I know how difficult this sport is, and I know how hard it is to get one out of four cars running good, much less all four running as well as they are, and having a fifth car out there being competitive. Rodney talked about it. It's a challenging series with some really, really great organizations. But Mike Bumgardner and all of our folks at Junior Motorsports, I was saying it on the front straightaway, all the departments, Joe Mattis up in the office, Matt, licensing, marketing, all the engineers. I mean, you go to any department, Fab, everybody puts in something to make us fast. Everybody has an influence on the performance of the team one way or another, and it's a very special organization. Got really, really good culture, and it's really fun to work there. It's fun to watch people work there. And so, you know, we got a really, really good thing going right now. I have to mention that a lot of our performance and our speed this year particularly is because of the power under the hood. Hendrick Engines, I sat down with them in the off season, and they told me that they found some more speed, and they're looking for speed on the cup side. They don't have to be looking for speed in our engines, but they do, and they found some more performance. And so to have a organization like that always striving to give you everything they can on pit road with pit crews, all of the things, that makes winning easier. Our cars, it's tough to say this in front of Rodney, but our cars don't have to be perfect in the corner if our motors run as good as they did today. It makes his job a whole lot easier. And so, you know, he doesn't have to work as hard. So that would be our secret sauce, honestly, is the power under the hood, especially today at a place like this.
All right, we're going to go over here to Dustin, then Dalton, and then we're going to come back to the right side of the room.
Dustin, let me know, Jayski, I guess for Carson and Dell, but to get the win up to second in points now, like, what could this mean for the rest of this year and potentially beyond?
Well, the whole year was to build for the start of the chase, right? And obviously jumping from car to car, it's not the easiest to have solid points runs consistently and stuff like that, but we did a great job. The 9 team gave me great race cars. We had great races. The 91 team with Mario and them gave me great cars and great races, and it was good. So I knew once we got to this one team, I knew we could get to this spot. We had fallen back a little bit from my goal of third, honestly. That was my goal, was to be third at the start of the chase. No worse than that. So we fell back to sixth, maybe seventh at one point, but we just slowly clawed at it. And in the last couple of weeks I've been in Rodney's cars, we've made big chunks. We've made big, big chunks at that points gap. And we went from 60 back to second. I don't even know how far ahead, but we made up a big, big chunk over these last two races, and it's just because these cars and engines, like Dale said, they're just powerhouses. It's an honor to drive these cars because they're so fast, and they do everything you want. So just been crazy how we've been able to have a consistent season all year, but then these last two or three races, we've been able to make some huge swings at it.
We're going to go to Dalton, and then we'll go to the back row over here.
Hey, Carson, Dale Hopkins with the front stretch. Your dad didn't, I mean, I know he had, like, very few starts in the O'Reilly series, but he never got to win in this series. Is there bragging rights awaiting him when you get home?
Not really, no. I don't have 9 truck wins in a truck championship by any means, and he obviously was a great racer. I was too young to really see his prime. I was around whenever he was starting parking and just finishing out his tenure in the sport. I never got to see the good years, I guess you could say. So everyone tells me that he was one of those guys that never really got a fair shot at it. So there definitely is, there's no way I'm going to go talk trash by any means. I would have loved him for him to be here, but like you said, he's racing with my brother this weekend. But no, I'm going to keep to myself, I think, on that one. I think maybe once I get 9 O'Reilly wins, I might be able to say something, but until then, I'm not going to.
We'll come right here in the back, and then we'll go right next to him to Zaya.
Bob Perry, Breaking Bob. Carson, I was curious, you know, you've talked about being so close, and now you're going to be in the one for the rest of the season now. You've got the win off your shoulders. Does this feel like a little bit of a weight off your shoulders going into the rest of the season, that you can kind of be on the attack a little bit more?
Yes. It's only been, less than 2 hours, so I don't really know for sure, but I still feel pressure. I'm already thinking about the next race right now, how we can capitalize and how we can maximize the day and what we need to do to make it all perfect, just like it was today. So, yes, there is a huge weight lifted off my shoulders. I feel like I can finally just go race and not have to be guarded and stuff like that. So that is for sure a big positive. I feel like when you're racing scared or racing without security, I guess you could say, it's hard. But now that I have that win under my belt and I know that I can do it, and people that know that I can do it, I feel like it's just going to be a lot easier just to be able to go race and go try to win a championship.
We'll go to Zion, and then up here to Deb.
Zion Brown, Indianapolis Star. Carson, I know they tried to remind you not to try to do the burnout on the bricks. Just what led to you still doing it, and did NASCAR or IMS officials say anything to you afterwards?
Yeah, I don't know. I've looked at that about 20 minutes after the race. I was like, that probably wasn't good. I was unplugged, so I had no idea if they said anything or not. Yeah, I made a little bit of a mistake there, probably.
come down here to Deb and then to Jordan.
Deb Williams, Auto Week. Congratulations. Carson, you were a toddler running around the Penske shop when your dad drove for Team Penske. And Rodney, you were there and you saw him. And what does that mean to you now to get your first win here at Roger Penske's track and for you to have watched him grow up and be such a big part of this victory?
Yeah, it's super cool. Roger's racetrack here, this facility is amazing. I think we all know that this is one of the top tier places for venues. I mean, everything's beautiful. Everything's Roger's way, right? So it's all pretty. It's all nice, and it's cool to have that connection that my dad drove for him back in the day. And like you said, I was a toddler, so I don't really remember it. I kind of have faint memories of picking up lug nuts off the ground and running the lift gate up and down on the trailer out back, but. Very, very faint memories, but it's just super cool to come to this historic of a racetrack and to have a race like that and to win a race. I mean, just winning my first race, period, is super cool, but to do it at this racetrack and like you said, Roger's track is even better.
And Rodney?
Yeah, just, you know, it was always super special to work for Roger. I think everybody kind of, you know, knew that back then, right? Like, it was just incredible that he could remember every single person's name, every wife's name, every child's name. Like, it was insane. It really was insane that he could do that. And, you know, it didn't matter when it was or whatever. You know, he would walk in the garage and check on you and see how things were going and remind you that you didn't shave that morning. But, you know, everything he owns is extremely nice, right? Not many people know, but my dad works for Roger, and you know, that Mercedes store is the nicest one you're going to walk in, and you know, don't tell Mr. H I said that, but you know what I'm saying. Like, it's just, it's incredible. You know, when we were the 77 car and was switching to, you know, when Penske bought it, you know, the first thing that started getting talked about was we were going to paint all the wheels red. And, you know, our shop didn't have that culture. You know, it wasn't like that. So, you know, you took about, I don't know, probably 60, 70 people that was in that one shop and turned them into the Penske way. So just incredible to be able, I learned so much from him and that organization. But, you know, I have a lot of stepping stones that have got me here. And this racetrack is just, it's nuts. Like, it really is. You know, I was telling somebody this week that the best place you're ever going to play golf is right out here. Like, it's insane. And, you know, it's just super nice here. And, so fortunate to win three races here and to be able to come here over 25 years and to be able to do this in this sport. So, just a super nice place.
But what about winning with Carson and after watching him run around the shop as a toddler?
Well, actually, you know, I was car chief in the 77 when Brendan Gaughan was driving it for Roger. And right when Travis was walking in the door, I bailed. And that's when I went to MB2, MBV, and crew chief for Scott Riggs. So I actually didn't get to work with Travis that year. You know, I definitely think that things could have went that way. You know, if I would have stayed at Penske, I think I would have ended up being a crew chief there, just like I ended up being one at MB2 and MBV. So, you know, it's just how it all worked out. But I definitely watched him, you know, crawling around the racetrack and all that stuff, just even being in the same garage together. And, you know, like I said, you know, my first race ever was at Millbridge. So, you know, to watch him, you know, kick everybody's butt over there on Wednesday nights and Tuesday nights. I mean, I always kept up with all that stuff. I knew who won every single week. So I've always kept up with him from day one.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're going to come down here to Jordan, and we're going to take one final question from Zach.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. For Dale, your car's finished top four tonight. They're top three in the owner's point standings. I think you have 13 wins this year. At this point, does it feel like if you don't win the championship and finish this out, it's...
Oh, man. I think it's 14.
It's 14? Listen, I'm bad at math, so...
Yeah. I say this, man. You don't... I think that it's incredibly, incredibly lucky to be part of the sport in any way possible. Whether you're driving a race car or you're a mechanic or your owner or whatever it may be, it's just a very lucky thing for us to all have a role on any given weekend and show up and have a purpose. And so I don't take it for granted. I know how we got here, and we worked hard, and we did it the right way, and we got some great people with us that want to do it the way we want to do it, and we can still do it our way and still be successful and competitive, which I like. That's why I love the Riley series. We used to get our butts kicked by Joe Gibbs, especially when Kyle was driving, and you know, you just knew when he showed up, you're running for second. And I know how easily it could switch, and another team could become dominant, and we'd be chasing them for a while. And that sport has its ebbs and flows of competition, and we'll just kind of keep doing what we're doing and hoping that's good enough. Every time we have a beer toast and I'm present, I try to remind them that we have to keep searching. Every team around the garage is searching for speed to catch us, and we have to keep searching to find speed to stay, keep our advantage, because they'll get there if you don't. And we don't want them to catch us in the wrong spot, you know. So, but we're in a good place. We're in a good place as a company, and we got some really, really great drivers with us right now. And our crew chief lineup is just phenomenal. Some just good, good character people that all want to see each other succeed. And, things are just really good right now, so we're going to enjoy it.
We'll wrap up with Zach.
Dale, one more for you. You've emphasized how critical winning was for Carson to continue in this ride. Not to obviously put you on the spot here, but what does even this one breakthrough mean for maybe unlock for you and Carson's future?
Well, I think, you know, Carson, anyone in this series, anyone in the O'Reilly series, to stay here or to get future opportunities, you have to win. And to stay in the Cup Series, you have to win races. And so you have to achieve. Maybe you don't need to win. Maybe your team's not a winning team. But if you can overperform or overachieve in that team, you present it with new opportunities. And I think that Junior Motorsports is one of the top teams in O'Reilly. And so anybody that runs there needs to be able to win races to be able to seek and see new opportunities and new doors open up for them. And Carson, Travis, his entire family have worked really hard to put together partnerships and support to be able to get us to where we can race with Carson full time in this series. And if we don't win, you know, that support's not it has its limitations. And so he was really disappointed that he didn't win in Atlanta. Nothing against Marcus's racetrack, but I think a win in Atlanta is speculative. It isn't a career needle mover. Not like a win at a mile and a half or a road course or Indy. And so as disappointed as Carson was about not getting the job done there, I told him last night, I said, your destiny is to win this race. This is, you know, after seeing what the car could do in practice, you're supposed to win here on this property in front of these, you know, this audience. And so, you know, that creates momentum as well with Rodney. Rodney has got so much experience. I mean, they're in such a great position from this moment forward after this win to build momentum and confidence and really challenge for the championship. So if he can win a couple more races, challenge for that championship, win that championship, the phone's going to be ringing, and we'll be fielding opportunities left and right to try to, you know, keep his career going. You know, that's what it's all about. I believe in him, and so that's, you know, we have to win races to keep racing.
All right, gentlemen, thank you for your time and congratulations.
Thank you.